The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Today I want to look at Psalms 103, and we're going to just take a portion out of the center. Verse 8 through verse 18 is what I'll read today. This is Steve Clark, and I'm happy to be sharing with you these few days. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Oh, I am so thankful for God's mercy, because without His mercy, where would I be? I cannot save myself. My good works would not mean anything to the Lord and in a way of salvation. Anything that I have that is good, it only has come from Him. And so it's only His mercy that I'm even alive today. It's only His mercy that He's forgiven me my sin, and He is merciful and gracious. This is Psalms 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide. The word chide means to rebuke or to rebuke sharply. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And I am so thankful for that, because if He rewarded me for my iniquities, I would be in hell today. I would be burning in hell for all of eternity. But it's, as I said in the first verse, verse 8 here that we looked at, that God is merciful. And I'm so thankful for that. He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And it doesn't matter how good of a person you have been or how wicked a person you have been, God has been merciful to you and wants to do great things in your life. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. If you think about the stars in heaven, we can look up and we can look and see those stars. They're I don't know, millions of miles away. They're far, far, far away. And that's the picture here. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. That the comparison there, the distance there, is incredible for the stars compared to where the earth is. And it's the same thing with God, or with His mercy toward us. He has forgiven us so much. He should have condemned everyone and not even given us life and breath, because we are all sinners and we all come short of the glory of God. But God is merciful, and I'm so thankful for that. It says another comparison, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgression from us. Praise God. He has forgiven us of our sins if we've repented, if we've called and asked for His forgiveness and really broken our hearts before Him. He has forgiven us our sins. There, as far as the east is from the west, which is unmeasurable, He has removed our transgressions from us. Verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. Do you fear the Lord? Are you walking in His ways? Fearing the Lord doesn't mean that you're shaking afraid of Him, but that your life is lived out by faith in Him. The just shall live by faith, or those that are just or righteous, the person that is born again, the Christian, his life is lived out by his faith in God, having a fear of God, having a trust in God, a reverence for God, that you're doing things in your life not because the church says it or not because somebody thinks it's a good idea or whatever, but because God said it in his word, and because you're wanting to seek him. You're not after pleasing man, but you're after pleasing the Lord. That's the heart that God wants us to have. Like, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He knows what you're made of. He remembereth that we are dust. He made us. He made us out of the dust. He formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in him the breath of life. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. I'm sitting outside here and looking at the field behind me and the trees here and the bushes and the grass and the beautiful scenery from this place. But someday it's going to all be gone. And if the Lord tarries, even in another, I don't know how long, you know, the house is deteriorating, the bushes will be pulled up by somebody, and maybe something else will be planted here. The trees might be cut down for firewood, or they might die out or get blown away in a windstorm. Things are going to change. And if the Lord does come back, he's going to come back, and all the works and the earth and everything's going to be burned up. So all these things, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so they flourish. The wind passeth over, is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. So we get back to the mercy of the Lord. God's mercy isn't temporal. God's mercy is eternal for those that fear him. And if you're fearing God, if you're trusting in him, if you've given your life to him, if you're sold out to him, you've surrendered to him, his mercy is for everlasting. We'll experience God's mercy for all eternity. But if you're not fearing the Lord, and if you're walking in your own ways, and you're wanting to please yourself and building your own kingdom, there will be a time where God's mercy will end and judgment will begin. And that judgment also, we read in the Bible, is everlasting. So I want God's mercy in my life, and I'm committed to follow him. God, give me grace and help, and be merciful unto me. And the last verse that I'm going to read today is verse 18, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandment to do them. He makes it very clear. It's not just God's mercy is towards everybody that's living. But once, as I say, once we pass on, if we're not right with the Lord, that his mercy is finished for us, because then judgment comes. But keep his covenant. Remember his commandments to do them, and seek the Lord with all your heart. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for each one listening today. Draw us close to yourself. Thank you for your mercy. I ask your blessing upon each one and their families, Lord, as maybe they're going through difficult times. Whatever it may be, Lord, that you would draw them close to yourself and that they would draw close to you. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.